The 365 Midweek Peak Rider's Seat.
Right then, if stories are your bag, then you've definitely come to the right place. This is the Writer's Seat, where every week we give a guest writer from any genre a chance to read an extract from their own work. Simply because we love writers of any genre, and we want to give them the chance to get their work noticed. And for you as a reader, the chance to hear just a snippet of that story, and maybe point you in the direction of something new that you might want to bury your head into for a couple of weeks. This week, as it's already less than 90 days to go until Christmas, I know, we're going with a spin on a classic, probably the classic Christmas story written by a former lawyer who worked for 20 plus years in the legal world, but who later jacked it in to do something that he truly loves, which gave the world this novel. So enough from me, time to hear from the man himself. Here is author Douglas A. Bass reading from his novel Ebenezer, the true life story of Ebenezer Scrooge.
Are you sitting comfortably? Then we'll begin.
Elias and Elizabeth met at a Christmas party hosted by her father in her family's home. Elias had been invited by Elizabeth's brother, Christopher, with whom Elias had some business dealings which led to their friendship. He could always remember the moment the bolt of lightning struck him and Cupid's arrow pierced his virgin heart. The music was playing and Elizabeth was dancing merrily. He looked up and their eyes met. She too felt the electricity and she could not avert her gaze. As a result, her concentration faltered for a moment. Her feet got tangled up with the gentleman with whom she was dancing, and she ended up sprawling to the ground in a most unladylike fashion. Elias ran to her side to see if she was injured. Elizabeth looked deeply into his eyes and assured him that other than her pride, she was perfectly well, and she tried to hide her embarrassment. He smiled at her and reached out his hand to assist her in arising. From that moment to this one, they have been as necessary to each other's existence as the very air we breathe and the food we consume. After 6 months of courting, Elias asked for and received permission to make Elizabeth his bride. That was 7 years ago. The home became more filled with love when young Nancy Elizabeth Scrooge was born just 2 years later. She had her father wrapped around her little finger from the moment he came into the room and laid eyes on her. He could not believe how much good luck the good Lord had blessed him with. Two beautiful women with whom to be madly in love. And he was surely that. He always maintained a soft spot for his lovely Elizabeth and his fancy Nancy. They could do no wrong in his eyes. And nothing brought out his ferocious side as when he thought either of them were threatened in any way. Woe be to the man who hurt his precious ladies. Woe indeed. And so as he paced outside of that same bedroom door where Fan had entered the world 5 years earlier, his shoes clicking on the hardwood floor and echoing throughout the hallway, he could not wait to meet the newest member of the Scrooge family.
So once again, that was an extract from Ebenezer, the true life story of Ebenezer Scrooge, written and read by Douglas A. Bass. Now, Ebenezer is available to buy through Amazon right now, and in support of that, Douglas has done a whole heap of interviews in both TV and print, where he talks beautifully about, among other things, his inspiration for this book and the life-changing journey that he undertook to get that book done. And we'll post all of this information so you can see it for yourselves on our social media pages. And you'll be able to listen again to that excerpt from Douglas and all of the amazing writers featured on this show on our Writer's Seat podcast, which is available to follow and subscribe to now through all good podcast providers. And if you're a writer and you think this kind of thing's going to help get your work noticed, then use our social medias, including the Writer's Seat Twitter feed at Writer's Seat MWP, or use those hashtags, hashtag 365 Midweek Peak, hashtag Writer's Seat, and send us a recording of no more than 2 minutes of you, or if not you, then someone that you know, reading out a part of your writing along with all of your details, and we'll make sure we do for you what we just did for the brilliant Douglas Bass there and give you a well-deserved writer's lift. Or for more information, just email us 365writersseat@gmail.com, and it could be you sat in our nice and comfy Midweek Peak Writer's Seat this time next week on 365 Radio.
The Writer's Seat podcast is a One Flower Two Turtles audio production from midday until 2 every Wednesday on 365 Radio, the Midweek Peak with Steve. Wednesdays, just the way you love it.